You want a hot body? You want a Bugatti? You want a Maserati? You better work.
A recent report carried out by the British Heart Foundation found that over 20 million people in the UK are physically inactive. This can lead to heart disease and countless other problems. It might seem like common sense that exercise and healthy eating are important, but that doesn't make it easy. It can be hard to make the change, and especially if you don't know where to start. I spoke with Adam Lusty from Simply Class Gym in Newton Abbey about the benefits of being active and small changes we can make to ease into a healthier lifestyle.
It's a simple step. Whenever people think about fitness, they think, right, it's a thing that you have to do every single day. It's not. It's, see, if you dedicate maybe an hour or two a week, that's a simple start. That's going for a walk. That's staying active, staying on your feet for more than 70% of the day. Don't sit down. Don't stay seated. Don't sit and watch TV. Always do something where you're moving about. That's the bottom line of it. You just don't get lazy. Don't sit there. Don't do nothing. Just get up and do something. It doesn't have to be weights. It doesn't have to be cardio. You find what you're good at and you stick at it.
The British Heart Foundation's report found that 46% of Northern Irish people are inactive. That's nearly half the population, and comparatively worse than Wales and Scotland. I asked Adam his thoughts on these statistics.
I'm 23 years old, and I know like the attitude of like the Northern Irish people is could be a wee bit different than others, but I think we're quite a determined people. Like, once we get our head down and get started in something, we stick at it and we keep going for it, which is what we need. We need something just to point everybody in the right direction, and then once we get there, well, once we're on the track, we'll keep going.
It's hard to make that first step towards being more active, and it can be a little intimidating arriving at the gym for the first time in ages. But if the gym is for you, then you'll soon realise people are just there to help.
Don't go into the gym thinking everybody's watching you. Don't get me wrong, you'll go into a gym and everybody will turn around and have a wee peek and see what you're doing. It's not judging you at all. That's just seeing what someone's doing. It's just curiosity. It's not someone judging you or how you look or how you perform. Just go do it for yourself. Like, don't think that anybody else there, you're doing it for them, because you're not. Then you're in the gym for the wrong reason. You're doing it for yourself. Not meant to be doing it for anybody else.
Clearly, exercise is key to a healthier lifestyle, but eating healthy can make a huge difference too. Adam told me some easy things you can replace in your diet while still enjoying a good feed.
Instead of having bacon rashers, have turkey rashers that have far less fat, far more protein. It's going to be useful for your body if you are training, building yourself back up. Something as simple as, don't fry your eggs if you're having eggs in the morning. Poach your eggs, scramble your eggs with no cream, make an omelette. It's just as simple as two eggs and then whatever fillings you want. If you're having lunchtime, like, instead of having like a baked potato, have a sweet baked potato. Don't throw cheese on top of that. Throw veg on it. Just throw healthier things. Everybody knows you were brought up knowing what is healthy for you. It's just eating the healthy thing. That's it.
You don't have to go overboard with healthy eating and exercise. Even a slight increase can have a positive impact on your health. The most important thing is to find what works for you. And if you're still not convinced, I've spoken to some gym goers about their experience getting more active and the differences they've seen so far. Do you think that Northern Ireland is inherently an inactive population, or do you think there's a lot of people who are keen to get active and get out there?
Well, I think there's a lot of people enjoy their Ulster fry, which is probably the big problem. Now, I'd be in that class myself, so.
Yeah, do you think there's a good balance between enjoying your Ulster fry but also eating healthy?
Oh, yes. I think, you know, sort of, if you do sort of eat large quantities, then I think you need to be active and at the very least go for walks, if not join the gym.
What benefits have you found from going to the gym regularly?
I love going to the gym, it makes me happy, and after you just get such a big buzz and it's like your day has just started type thing, and just makes you feel really happy about yourself and energetic.
And do you feel like you sleep better and you're just, your whole day is better?
Well, yeah, like when it comes to night time, then you're really tired because you've actually got up and you've done something rather than just sitting about the house all day. I find like on rest days and stuff, it would be a lot harder to sleep because I haven't exercised, so there's nothing to make me tired. And so it's good that way, and it's also a social aspect as well. You get to meet people and have a wee chat with people too.
No, I think everybody struggles before they come, but you get here, the place is great atmosphere, great people. You feel welcome when you first come in, so you do. All you need to do is have the confidence to get in and get started, and then when you've gotten started, then your life is just a lot more easier.
how do you physically feel after having been a member of a gym for a year? Do you feel better in yourself?
Oh, yeah, healthier in body, healthier in mind.
The British Heart Foundation found that people tend to spend a lot of their day sitting, whether it's at home or in the office. And with physical inactivity being one of the top 10 causes of death worldwide, it's time to stand up, walk around, and make a change for the better.